Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie M.
And me, Tessa C.
I think you should call yourself Tessa C.
For briefly at school, I trialled out Tessac.
Right. Sounds like a big business, like a Silicon Valley company.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
No, I don't think I was confident in you.
And then I tried out pretending my name was Welsh and it was Tessag. Other variations.
Okay. I had a double I in my name for a while.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
We had a Cassie at school who tried it out with a Z, two Zs.
Zassy.
No, oh, right. Instead of the Cassis. S, obviously. Cassie, then like Cass. So like every week was a new variation.
Like a Y on the end.
A Y, oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Cool Stevie with two eyes.
It is cool, but it's clearly not my name. Like, no. It's clearly not a name.
You're not Princess Tiami.
No.
Katie Price and Peter Andre's second child.
I'm not.
She spells her name. She doesn't. She didn't call her that self, but she's got like three eyes in there.
It's a bit, I think eyes are tricky. They make it look false because it makes it look like you've wanted to add an eye so you can do the little heart on top of the eye, which
very
is what,
so.
Literally what
well,
I wanted
what you
to
wanted.
Do. Actually, I did a heart and a star just to mix it up. But
yes, cool,
welcome to the podcast. Today, we are talking about side hustles, how to get a side hustle, how to sort your side hustle.
How to hustle it so hard it becomes your main hustle.
And we are very, very happy to have with us the wonderful Emma Gannon. Who
is drumroll?
Drumroll. Her book comes out at the end of May, Multi-Hyphen Method. Welcome, Emma.
Hello.
Hey. So she's here with us today.
I feel so much pressure to be funny. I'm not funny.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, why? Why do you feel that? Yeah. Why?
Do you also feel pressure to be really beautiful?
Like really beautiful and really well put together and stuff.
And have like new hair.
So that's that done. That.
But before we get into side hustling,
I want just to address the funny thing.
Oh yeah.
And say that sometimes this is an extremely serious podcast.
Your second book, which is coming out, what's the date? May?
May the 31st.
May the 31st is a big day for you. And it's called The Multi-Hyphen Method. Tell us a little bit about your book, because it's very relevant to how to side hustle.
Yes, it really is.
Yes.
So the book, weirdly, has been lodged in my head since like 2012. I really wanted to write a book
so
about
specific.
How to have this kind of unapologetic, untraditional career that is not linear.
Yes.
I've been so ashamed and embarrassed about my career path for so long because I can't at dinner party be like, this is what I do.
Yes,
very
and then
easily.
You end up being like, so I'm like a bit of a writer and then I also do like a podcast and then I have a blog. So I feel like you sound like somebody who just doesn't know what they're doing.
You sound like a jack of all trades who just doesn't know what they're doing with their life. And I was like, do you know what? No, I'm going to write a book for all those people out there who have this issue and actually turn it into this quite amazing thing because I work less now, I earn more now, I'm healthier. Like, there's all these reasons why should I be embarrassed about this lifestyle?
Yeah.
And also, isn't that kind of the future of work? Like, I think we're all moving slightly towards fingers in pies. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just a book to kind of reclaim the movement.
I think it really is a movement.
Especially for anybody who does something that's particularly online or owns a website or does something like that, to say that to a grown-up at, a buffet.
A soiree.
For example, your parents' friend, and then say, oh, so like you've got a blog. And you're like, no, it's not a blog.
No. And then you don't want to go like, millions of people have read my blog,
and
then you sound like an arsehole.
Yeah, dismissed. And like even somebody I know's kid makes like a staggering amount of money as a YouTube gamer doing like gaming reviews in his bedroom.
Wow.
And when he started doing it, they were so like, oh, he won't leave his room and he's doing this. And it's like, and now he like owns a house. Like, and he makes like infinitely more than both his parents. Like, it's a real thing. Like, if merely like paying the bills is the objective, however you do that is up to you.
Yeah.
And if you make something amazing and creative, like, of course, just because you're in your bedroom doesn't make it any less viable.
No, everyone should be respected for like doing their thing.
And I love...
Provided their thing is like, you're furthering yourself, you are carving out some sort of niche.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, like, if I'm like, I'm just going to sit in my bedroom and do nothing, respect me. Like, maybe not.
Absolutely.
But actually, no, I will still respect you. That's what happened there.
Well, even that lady who mashes her face in bread. She puts her bread down. She puts her bread down on the table and she smashes her face.
She's an artist.
Would we call it that? It's a lady on the internet.
Sure, okay.
And so if that's what my teenage child was doing in their bedroom, I'd be like, golly, shall we join like an after-school club or something? Yeah. But then she makes such a massive amount of money doing it. It's like, well, I know, live your life. Why not, mate?
I do have a disclaimer on the first page that this book, it's not about like being an influencer. It's not about even being a freelancer, because that's just put you in a pile of loads of other people who are freelancers. It's about really kind of putting yourself at the center of your career. I don't want to be like, build your personal brand. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really
outdated now.
But build your
personal brand.
But also do.
Build your personal brand. And are we millennials? We're millennials, right?
Yeah. Yes, 81 to 96.
Okay, so we're firmly right in there. So that was, I think, a big part of my journey.
How you say the word journey.
Sorry, it's because I say journey too seriously in my own podcast.
It's fine.
And everyone's like, oh, we're talking about journeys again.
It should be a travel podcast. There are so many journeys.
Good stuff.
Got a good reaction in the room.
I love that.
Continue.
So anyway, as a generation, we graduated into like a bit of an unstable marketplace, jobs market, whatever. Mm. And also, I hate to say this, but I had to write a book that was about, you know, empowering oneself. Mm-hmm. Because seriously, the setbacks we still have in the workplace, the multi-hyphen method is about being like, screw you, I'm going to make loads of money and I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to be in control of my own income.
You've definitely earned your adult thing now.
Oh yeah.
Hit us.
I had to unblock a sink.
That's so adult.
But I haven't ever done it before. I went on Amazon, spent so much money on like things to unblock sinks, got in there and out came this like massive kind of...
Rat king? Human hair? Human head.
A
big
ball
poo.
Of hair.
Oh. Where, what sink? What's this? Like your kitchen sink?
No, the bathroom sink.
Oh, right, okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, right. What colour hair is it?
I blame my boyfriend who has a beard. My hair isn't, you know, wouldn't make a ball that looked like a rat king.
That's
gosh. Stevie, what's yours?
I signed up to go to yoga classes.
Oh, that is good.
I've been to one.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't prepared for how much you have to do the downward dog.
Right.
Do you know the downward... Can you visualise the downward dog? Yeah. Where
yeah.
It's the one where you basically stick your bum up in the air and then your legs are straight. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. And Felicity Ward has this amazing joke where she's like, or as I call it, the dog. She's like, imagine if you saw an upwards dog. Like, why would it be not downwards?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a dog. It doesn't
That's
need
very
to be...
Very true.
Yeah.
You can't do it when you're gassy, the downward dog.
Well, this was an issue. Yes, I'll say
you
it.
You fart at yoga.
No, I didn't. It's just the moment I started, I was like, oh, I need the toilet. Like, the bad toilet.
Mm.
Not the bad toilet at all. That's not shaming that, but I do need the real one. And I had an hour to go, and it was like... Oh, I don't know if I can fully commit to this.
Yes,
when I feel like,
mentally, because you're emotionally checked out already.
I'm emotionally checked out. And also, I'm doing positions that I don't do before. What if one of them...
causes you to shit yourself.
Actually makes me shit myself. And it was quite hard. And it was also in the morning, which I don't ever do.
Mm, oh, well done.
In morning yoga. And there was a donation at the end, which was to save the whales. So...
Oh,
that's very adult.
That's so adult. I mean, so many levels.
But everyone else, I brought £5 in coins because it was like donation. I mean, like in church or something, you put like a pound in. And everyone else had brought like 10, £15 in notes. And but she didn't look at the bag. So next week I know what to do.
Yeah.
As in dropping your coins in. Find a cheaper yoga class.
Yeah.
Tessa, what's yours?
I guess mine is sort of a morning thing as well, that I have been trying to wake up earlier.
This is great.
Yeah. Thank you.
How?
Tell us how.
We did a podcast on it, but I don't think it affected me at all.
Well, it gave us the beginning of the seed that we wanted it, which I think is part of the battle.
Yes.
And I've just been reading so many things about people. Every time you read a thing about a CEO or... We got sent this book recently.
6 a.m.
Morning people.
Called, like, My Morning Routine. You're just like, every time you read an interview with any powerful person, it's always, I get up at this time, it's my time. I
don't want that time though. Like, whenever I have it, I don't want it.
I just have read so many things about people praising it that I was like, I have to give it a go. I'm going to try and get into the swing of it. I've got Sleep Cycle, the app.
Yes, that's fun, right?
I've been going to bed about 10:30.
Oh, God.
Gosh. What a fun gal.
Yeah.
Golly. And also, I've been sleeping with the curtains open and I wake up naturally with the sunlight coming in.
Oh.
The light comes into the room.
I mean, this sounds...
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. That's a very, very adult thing. I was going to ask you, Emma, about... You're in a job. A lot of people I know who start side hustles, they start them because they're, like, bored in their job. That's the reason that I got into comedy as well, because I was like, oh, wow, I finally got this journalism thing that I thought I really wanted, but I, for some reason, I feel creatively stunted still. Mm-hmm. And all my friends were doing sort of comedy or acting, and I was like, yeah, I want to do that. Oh, I'll just do that on the side. Obviously, it sounds a lot easier than it actually is in terms of time and, like, you know, side hustles are hard. How do you know when to side hustle? Like, do you think there's... a point where you can tell that you need something more?
Yeah, so I think there's two different types of side hustles. There's a side hustle that is genuinely something that just, like, helps you in other ways. So, for example, like my friend Tim, who does improv, like, that's his side hustle, but he's not going to make money from that, and he's not going to...
become the king of improv.
No.
It's a creative outlet.
Yeah, and it's like he's met new people and it's brought him so much to his life. I would say that's a side hustle that might or might not do much, but what he's gained from that is incredible. And I suppose that's what I got from doing my blog for like the last 10 years. Like,
yes.
You know, I didn't earn anything off that for 5 years. That was definitely a kind of, I've got an idea, no magazines want it, I'm going to write it anyway.
Right, yeah.
So that was great. And then there's other side hustles that, so GoDaddy released a report recently. People are earning between £500 and £5,000 a month from a side hustle.
Nice.
Like, so it's a moneymaker. Like, a side hustle is, if you want it to be, a moneymaker. So it's okay if it's just your hobby, but it's okay if you want to make it into like a bit of a startup.
That's really nice. So I think there's a lot of misconception that a side hustle has to be like, right, well, I've started a business. And you're like, it doesn't actually, the idea that you can do something just because you want to. I've got a friend who has got really into drawing classes. So I was actually going to go live drawing with him tonight. And that's like a pure hobby, but he's going to start selling the stuff on the side with no view of being like, well, I need this for my rent, because he has a job. So it's like this lovely additional thing. And I think that's something that is not talked about a lot, about the fact that you can do things just because you love them and that will really enrich your life.
Well, this is the thing, and that's why it's called a side hustle. It's like you... are doing it literally on the side, whether that's like a Wednesday evening or a Sunday night or whatever it is. What happens, and this is why what's interesting about this sort of world we're in right now, is so many people have had these side hustles, been made redundant or had issues at work, and they've gone, actually, I'm earning a bit from my side hustle.
Yeah.
Why don't I try and ramp that up slightly? Why don't I go down to 4 days a week in my job? This like kind of push for flexibility, I think, is really interesting at the moment.
It is.
Mm-hmm. The stigma's being lifted. I had flexible working when I worked at a magazine, and I got a few side eyes when I left because I don't have kids, and like, what could you possibly be doing with your day off? And it's like, well, actually, I wrote my book on that day off, and that book has now earned me money, and now it's got
no,
me
I need specifics.
Book.
So I thought you were going to be like 8 million. And we were like, you need to leave. You need to leave this studio.
I have 17 members of staff waiting outside. No, I'm joking.
Sure.
But so I think the kind of beauty of a side hustle is I do feel like it does have to start with good intentions.
With joy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why a lot of people don't do it, because they're like, well, what's this going to get me? So say if you're listening and you've got a job and you want to write a blog and you're like, yeah, but no one's going to read it. Who's going to read it? It's like, so? Doesn't matter. If you love doing it, do it. If you love doing stuff, then people are just attract. Not that this is the point, but further down the line, people will be attracted to it. And people can tell when you're having a good time and you're enjoying something. People can tell when you're doing it because you think it's the thing that you should be doing, which is probably why you're not really enjoying your job or whatever. If you kind of go, you're phoning it in, but then maybe introducing something that it isn't phoning in.
What I'm expecting people to say is, A, do you have to be like wealthy to live this life?
Yes.
And two, is it for like, am I allowed to swear?
Absolutely. Fucking
is it
yes.
For like media wankers in London? Yes. And mm-hmm. So when I sat down to write this book, those two things were like in each ear, because I truly, truly believe that it's more about embracing the different sides of you no matter who you are.
Yeah.
So I've interviewed like an NHS nurse who's also a children's author. She's now sort of part-time in both. There's like a lawyer who's now a charity worker and she splits her time. There's a chef who's also a podcast editor. And he was saying how actually his skill is like editing things putting ingredients in and making a story in food and in audio. And I was like, beautiful.
The story of lasagna.
Yeah, so I just think, I really hope that people read it and they're not just living in like central London, you know?
It's not just a London thing, a side hustle. I really don't think it is. I think often because things, spread because you do stuff because your friend's doing it, or you hear of someone who's like, you know, doing a blog. So you're like, well, I'll do a blog. And obviously in London, there's a lot of people. So obviously it might spread quicker. But I think, yeah, loads of people that I know back home are doing like making jewelry on the side, or like selling things on Etsy, or like I think there's a lot of scope for that, whoever you are.
Yeah. I mean, I met an illustrator at an event the other day. She's probably only got about a few hundred followers on Instagram. And she was just like, you'll never guess what's happened. The editor of Vogue, the new Vogue, has found my Instagram account. And he's like putting me in the magazine.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
I just thought, and she doesn't live in London. And it was like this just example of, A, you don't need loads of followers, because I'm so bored of that, that myth of like, I need a million followers to be anything. That's not true. And also, you can be found. Yeah. And actually, I know that we're in a world of like algorithms and like things just being tailored to you. But actually, people are hunting people out, and they're recruiting people for different things. And, you know, it's worth putting stuff up, I think.
You've got to.
And if you're doing something that you love, it will be even more attractive when these people are trying to find you, because it's very obvious when someone's like bursting with passion.
Good.
Yeah. A friend of mine is a teacher. Her side hustle is that she's just started this bra company. It's called Amelia Intimates, and it's for people with like small backs and big boobs. Everything about it comes from like such a place of her own personal, like, there was no bras for me, so I've started a place for them.
Yeah.
And you can tell it comes from a place of love rather than being like, I can make some sweet dollar on the side. It's like, oh, I really care about this thing, and there isn't a place for me, so I've started this, I've made the place.
Yeah.
So currently she just like buys in stock, but she's also like designing her own bras. When she brings that up at a party, everybody just is like lights up. And when people talk about their side hustles, because they come of like with so much passion, people are like, yes, tell me everything. Like, everyone wants to hear about it. And they're like, well, I met an amazing person, you know?
And I really hope that something that this book does just kind of naturally is forces you. You know, when you meet someone, and I know the whole like, what do you do question is really tempting, because you do want to know what someone does. Like, it makes them in your mind.
Always.
But just to like dig a little bit deeper, because I truly believe everyone has something else.
We
should be interested in each other a bit more, not just like, what's your job?
I used to say to people, what do you do for money? And then I couldn't ever work out the...
What do you do for your soul?
Yeah, it sounded so obnoxious. Like, what do you do for joy? What do you do for love? Like, what's your passion?
Yeah.
Because the money thing could be, you know, I'm a banker, but it's some, and everyone's like, and dismiss. And then similarly, like this party thing, like someone says like, but I'm also in a rock band, or I go rock climbing, or I, you know, make wool hoops. You're like, yes.
No one is making wool hoops.
Well, they should. There's a gap in the market.
I know.
You know, you'd just be like, oh my God, yes, I want to hear about that so much. I want to hear about your passions. Once I was talking about PhDs, you're like, your project's half done. Mm. You're like, things that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Not your PhD.
Not your PhDs.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Your project's half done.
Right.
And a boy said, oh, I don't have one. And to which like everyone was like, oh, no, it can be anything. It can be like just like you're in a sports group, or you're...
Or, like, or one time you thought, maybe I'll write this book never did it.
Or even like a weird app idea you had once on the... Everyone's had an app idea.
Sure.
And like everyone was like, come on! To this one, he was like, no, I don't have anything. And then you're just like, you're the worst. You're the worst boy I've ever met. And like the idea that somebody has no things in there at all.
I bet he didn't want to say.
I will say, I don't think this book's for everyone.
Okay.
That's fine.
Who's it not for?
Well, I just think they want to go to work, they want to leave at 6, and they want to go the fuck home.
That's great, though.
And they want to tune out, and they want to go out with their friends. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but like there's a chapter on the work-life blend. So for example, you know, I'll have a bath at midday, but I'll also go and probably do an event that evening.
I do love a midday
like
bath.
My schedule is just all over the place. And because I love what I do, I don't mind answering emails sometimes at like 11 p.m, but that's some people's worst nightmare.
Yes.
You know, when you're on W.H. Smith and you gravitate towards a book and you buy it, I think you buy it because you have an inkling inside you that you want to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think some people just be like, oh, the idea of blending things, like, gross.
But the techniques of working and stuff, like, we're not all the same. So, like, personalities will gravitate towards one thing and then personalities will not. And I think that's just completely fine. Like,
that's you can scale it up and scale it down.
Yeah.
Like, you could work full-time job and have a side hustle, or you could be like, oh, I'm thinking about, like, making that side hustle, like, 3 days a week. How am I going to do that? How am I going to do that financially?
Yeah.
Like, all of that stuff.
Yes. If you're wanting to kind of make it a bit more prominent, what are the things that you should kind of think about before you start doing that? Like, I remember when I, because my side hustle was more writing, so I'd like have my main job and then I'd freelance around it and then I'd do comedy as well. I remember the moment that I was like, I'm gonna go freelance, was terrifying. If I'd done it any earlier, I think I would have not had any money and panicked and freaked out and gone back to work. But there are certain things that I think you have to do or think in order to make your side hustle your main thing.
Yeah. Well, I would say, first of all...
The longest question ever, sorry.
That's fine. Check your contract.
How is the question, yeah.
Check that your employer isn't going to be really upset with you.
Right.
I think that's obviously number one, just because I was lucky that I was in a position where I kind of got poached from a company, went and worked somewhere else. I said, can I do 4 days? And I said, on that day off, you have to let me be free. And I think we're in a culture of just not asking and being like, I'm, so, you know, that's a privilege. And I'm like, it's not actually a perk anymore. I think it's a, what it's your right as a worker to have a little bit of flexibility.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to have a career that's long and successful if you are just stuck? Because you could look up one day and just be like, 5 years has gone past and I could have done my side hustle and I didn't. So number one is just check with your employer and just be really honest with them. And if they want, if you're talented, which you are, and they want to keep you, they should be like, yeah, yeah, you can have Friday afternoons off.
Yeah.
Time-wise, this company that I'm working with, loads of research in the book from them, they're on a massive nationwide campaign to make it totally fine question to ask. So they're a company that is trying to make flexible working like totally normalized for everyone. So that's number one. Number two would be, if you don't have any income from your side hustle coming in, I think you need to maybe try and save in some way, like your salary.
Yeah, or wait.
Or wait. I think I wanted to have 2 months worth of income, just because when you leave your job, obviously, you might not have something straight away.
Putting some of your salary aside each month for as long as it takes and then going, yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think because you've got this really exciting motivation, it's not like you're saving for something that's like not very tangible. If you really want to leave, just putting like even the smallest bit aside every month, it might take a year, but at least you're like, I'm going to leave.
Do you feel those? Because my thing was that I didn't leave until I, for 3 months, I could see that my side hustle would be able to at least cover my rent.
Well, that's the thing. You should work out exactly the bare minimums. That's what I did. I was like, what do I need every month? No frills. Just like straight up living expenses. And I calculated that. And I'd never calculated that before because I always had a salary. And I was like, it comes in, it goes out, comes in, goes out. God knows what I spend it on. And it really forced me. Like, since being self-employed, I'm so good with money now because I just know.
You have
I know
to be.
Exactly. And you have to pay your taxes, like the VAT bill, like all of this stuff I just know now. But with a salary, it was always masked with like, don't need to check, get paid on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's really crucial. And then the other thing would be make sure that you don't get really lonely. At first is kind of, I mean, I missed my like work friends. And you have to really put that effort in to like get out and about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Otherwise you're just bathing all day.
Yeah, which actually I'm an introvert, so I love it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But a lot of people who side hustle are like quite content with their own company and their own ideas and happy to work away by themselves.
But if you're a bit like freaked out about doing it by yourself, you could bring in a friend, you could, you know, Skillshare. And like, if you're thinking, well, my side hustle doesn't, I don't know how to monetize it, or and I want to, and you don't know, then you will know somebody that will be able to help you with that. Or you can find someone on Twitter, you can find someone, like do a call out or do a thing, because maybe like that would help as well, not doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
Because then you're not so like...
Yeah, and often I think that people who have a very good creative idea or are an amazing chef and make an amazing product and want to take it to a market or whatever, are then like, I have no idea how to get it to the market.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard about this market, but...
Markets? Like, now what? Like, how much should I be selling it for? How much do I need to pay? And then, so maybe it's worth teaming up then with somebody who is really business and monetary minded.
Yeah,
and
I mean, the ideal situation with a side hustle is that it's this, like, kind of transition. It's like this kind of seamless phasing of something, you know? Like, I've been working on a side hustle for, like, 5 years with a full-time job. My side hustle alongside the full-time job grows very slowly.
Mm.
Gets to the point where people start knowing you for this side hustle. They're like, hey, you're really good at that thing that you do on the side. Do you want to like come and do this thing with us and we'll pay you? And you're like, okay. And so just spot those warning signs of like, oh, actually, my side hustle's kind of kicking off now.
And becoming my hustle.
And becoming something. There's a chapter in the book called Don't Quit Your Job, because I hate self-help books that are like... Follow your dreams.
Now that's where the money thing comes in, doesn't it? Because like the whole Eat, Pray, Love thing of like, just go away for a year and figure yourself out. And then when you come back, then your business will be thriving. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I need to live. I need to eat. Like, and yeah. I think...
And this is the thing, is like during the side hustle full-time job thing, that is a massive sacrifice. Like now, you know, I work less and it's great. But like during those times, you know, what you were saying about physically, you were like, it was laborious. I was so tired, and I would work till like 10 p.m. and I'd get home and like write something for an hour. Like, just to say, side hustles can be really full on.
Yeah, and I think you have to be prepared as well, to be tired and to put in the hours when you actually don't really have the hours to put in. If you are making something or, you know, you've got an aim, then it might be horrible for a while, but not to be put off by that. Because actually the rewards can be really wonderful. I feel like, I don't think there's anything more powerful for me personally than making something myself and seeing it work. Whatever that is, that could be like, it could be like rewiring a plug or something, or a cup of tea that's good. But on a bigger scale, like a thing that I've been like, I'd like to do that, and then doing it. And all of the stress, I sort of like categorize stress as like good stress and bad stress. Like good stress is like, well, I've chosen to do this and I want to do this.
Yes.
And I'm tired and I want to kill everyone and I hate everyone. But I don't want to swap this for anything. Like, I don't want to stop doing this.
And also, when you're doing a side hustle, you're one person doing it. So when you're in a big company, I would get really, you know what you were saying about creatively stunted? I would be like, why is it taking 7 weeks to sign off on a logo? Like, what is this?
The logo song.
And then you're working on your side hustle and you're like, oh, designed a logo whilst watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Let's put that up. And it's like this freedom of time and this freedom of getting stuff done. You don't have to do it and then like everyone has to sign it off. You just do it, you edit it, you post it. And I think we're in this world now where like we do have a Wi-Fi connection. We do have, you know, freedom.
Yeah, and we have friends that can help us if we're like using a podcast example. How do I upload that to iTunes? You can ask some people.
Yeah, and not only can you ask people, you can ask just seamlessly on the like making stuff yourself and asking.
Learn.
You can ask, learn. And Google blows my mind that you type in a full question into Google. So we edit the podcast ourselves on a platform called Audacity, and it's free and it's very user-friendly.
Yeah.
But it is also quite an overwhelming thing to look at initially.
So many buttons.
A lot of buttons.
Have lots of symbols that I don't understand and I still have never pressed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I use that. Do you go on YouTube and it's like some American man in his living room like,
hey, what's
just
up, guys?
Drag the mouse across the audio.
Yeah,
I love that.
And you're like, okay, so a lot of you have been asking about the Ken Burns filter. Like, how can we... It's actually something, it's on...
Oh,
it's
God,
on iMovie to make it go in from Ken Burns. It makes a photo go from...
It's a crop, isn't it?
It crops in and then it zooms out.
Oh, my God.
Ken Burns. I don't know if he's a man.
Yeah, he's
a
man who invented it.
Well, what other man
John
has
about
ever
it.
Put his name to the thing he does?
Colin Audacity.
Colin Audacity. Anyway, so yes, there are YouTube tutorials for literally anything out there. And the joy of Googling, like, how to unplug the sink or how to wire a plug or how to change the volume on Audacity, and discovering the answer is one of the like most purest, like, oh, I can achieve anything.
Yeah.
Now. And discovering that you're like, you've taught yourself some graphic design. I stole some free Photoshop from a company that was going bankrupt. But Pixlr is there. Like, there are free things of all the good stuff. There are ways, you don't have to be like, oh, I don't have this, you know, I don't have this software or whatever. Yeah. There are ways around everything, and discovering those yourselves, or like Squarespace or Wix or any of the like website building things.
I love Wix.
Like, it feels like it's going to be coding and you're like, I can't possibly change my own favicon.
You guys, now you know how to edit a podcast. Like, someone could call you up and be like, I really need you. And then you could charge. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're building these skills that actually,
if anybody wants this,
it's
£8,000 an hour.
An hour, yeah. That's,
That's it. And that's reasonable,
that's
I think.
It, yeah.
I have learned a tip when it comes to money. If you don't want to do something, just quote loads.
Oh my God. I went to see Maria Bamford live, and she talked about being asked to do some, like, who's a comedian, American comedian. She talked about being asked to do some like dreadful gig, like going to speak at some corporate deal or something she didn't want to do. And her like Jewish lawyer friend said, never say no without a number. So say, yeah, of course. They hadn't said, we do it for free. They'd said, we do this gig. They hadn't offered a price. She said, sure, $20,000. To which then she like pressed send and then went like, ah! Like, imagine that. They came back and offered her 10,000. And like, and then she was like, oh shit. Like,
now I want to do it.
Now what am I? Yeah. And so that's saying, never say no without a number. Like, if you've done something awful, just offer something insane. Yeah.
And then you're like, then you'll go and do anything.
Yeah.
To bring it back to like side hustles and like what you can do with your side hustle, the idea of the fact that it's so visible now and everyone can see everyone on the internet and everyone, like your LinkedIn, your Twitter, about everything. I remember when I was starting out, a lot of people would put things like wannabe freelance writer on their Twitter bio and stuff, and you're like, say you're the thing. And with like a side hustle, it feels like you have to get good at self-promotion a little bit, and you have to be like, no, I'm going to put myself out there and say, like, so when someone says at that party, oh, and what else do you do? Oh, I don't know, I've just got like a little thing that's like oh, it's like it's a little bra thing that I do. You'd be like, yeah, you sound like a mad person. Whereas if you talk about it as if it is your main hustle, your side hustle, then people will are more likely to take you seriously, and then you're more likely to take yourself seriously.
Yeah, you just open up being like, oh, I own a bra company.
Yeah.
Which is 100% true.
Yeah.
And you might not be in charge of like 100 members of staff and own a building, but you are in charge of a company.
Yeah.
You're like, God, that's cool.
Yeah. That is really true, actually. Like, giving the spotlight on the side hustle.
Yeah. And giving it the respect that it deserves, because even if it's just like a joy thing, like your friend Tim who does improv, but like if Tim was like, oh, I don't know, I just do this thing on the side, you'd be like, yeah, Tim, what are you talking about? Whereas it was like, I do improv as well. And it's so fun. Like, I love it. And then it also opens up. People feel like they can talk to you because you feel like an open, cool person who's talking about the side hustle rather than someone who's just dissolved into a mist.
Yeah, and they're so embarrassed. People definitely want to hear about your side hustle more than your main hustle.
Yeah.
Like, your side hustle's way more interesting.
The amount of times that you're at parties and someone goes like, I do this, but I want to talk about it. And you're like, oh, good Lord, okay. Let's just use a blog as an example, even though there are a million different things that you could be thinking that you want to do. But a blog's a good example because often it's like, where's the return for me? And it's like, well, the return is joy.
If you think you have one in your heart that you're like, oh, I don't want to show people or I don't want to do it, like 100%, it's 1,000 times better than you think it is. My housemate quietly revealed that she'd been thinking about writing a blog, and I was like, I mean, obviously, immediately. I'm a real sort of tough love housemate, so I was like, well, go into it now.
What a surprise.
I encourage very aggressively. I will support you too much. And I was like, go and write it. Anyway, and then she showed me a couple of days ago, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, your writing is so good. And that's not what she does. She's a teacher. And she's like, yeah, but what's it for? And I was like, who cares?
Yeah, who
put
cares?
It out there. It's so good. And
it's for you. It's for you to look back and go, I did this cool thing.
Yeah. And like, I was just thinking when you were talking there, like, I have so many friends who I'm actually not 100% sure what their real job is, but I have so many people who make, you know, vegan bagels or make cakes or make or art or make sound software or like do cool stuff in their free time or work for, you know, weird independent radio stations and stuff.
That's
what I know about them. And that's their passion. That's probably what I would introduce them if I met somebody else. I would say, like, this is my friend and they do this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, like, this is what they do, you know, because I don't know. I've never asked what they do in the day.
Like, which is quite a lot about you and also them.
No.
No. I can see you've got something else to say, Emma. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of people still say to me, oh, you must feel really insecure and risky and on edge and scared and like, oh my God, you don't have a job. Like, you don't have a salary. And I think that actually there's something to be said about having multiple income streams, because it might be like lots of small things, but then that makes up, you know,
yeah,
the same, if not more, like a normal salary. And I just think that makes me feel safer, you know, like, yeah, if one fails, got some more.
Yes.
And actually, like I said, it's, you know, a lot of people listening might be like, oh, that seems like too much to manage. But actually, it's fun.
If you're listening and you're like, oh, that sounds fun, but a bit too scary, it might be something to aim for. Like, whereas if you're listening being like, I love my 9 to 5, I will never give that up, I like routine, then, oh my God, excellent. But at least maybe you'll be able to understand your friends who aren't like that, maybe. That's,
yeah, but I bet, and that's the thing. Dip a toe in. Somebody who, you know, was all really struggling with their job a bit and like didn't like it, but was like making good money and felt very stable, and then they said that they'd read something about, it's not about your 9 to 5, it's about your 5 to 9.
Hello.
And like, hello,
that's only like 4 hours.
Yeah, but what do you do, like, what do you
shit
do?
Well, once I've been to the loo and made some dinner, not a lot.
Yeah, but like, what do you choose to do with your, yes, 5 to 9? Like, and even if that's just, oh, I love to see my friends, like, well, that's,
or
your,
like,
thing,
go,
like, that's, you'll
like,
go swimming, yeah, like, those, yeah, are still passion things that make up you as a person.
Mm. Isn't it funny though that people have always done this, but like, as a classic millennial, it's like, let's put a branding on it, let's, yeah, call it a side hustle.
Yeah.
There might be someone listening who's like, I have, like, because the word portfolio career was coined in like the early 80s.
Yeah.
So a lot of people message me going, you haven't made this up, but I'm like, I know.
Oh,
I've just upgraded, like, the language to suit, yeah, a modern digital.
Also, what are you doing
audience
in your life that you see if someone's written a book and then you decide to message them and be like, by the way, you've not made it up? Like, geez, get a hustle, guys.
Get some joy in
get
your
some
life.
Get some outlet for your anger.
Yeah. Because actually, a lot of people, their outlet is like shouting on Twitter or, you know, trolling. You're like, imagine
not a
if
side
these,
hustle.
If these, I was telling
them, I was like, if that's what you're like, I got a side hustle, guys. I'm an anonymous troll.
Trolls don't know that they troll, I don't think.
Yeah. I think they definitely know. I think they're probably in a forum.
Okay, this has really got out of control. What I meant was is that if they had some more joy in their lives, maybe they wouldn't spend so much time, like you said, side-eyeing and like tearing people down who are doing well. Because if you have a side hustle and your job, no one else will have that combination. Like, you have your own little combination that, yeah, is your life. So when you look at someone else doing incredibly well in one of those fields, you can be like, yeah, but I also have this. And it helps you create your own identity as to who you are, because I think a lot of people who are in long-term jobs can feel that their identity has gone a little bit. Like, there was this woman that I met recently. I haven't told you this, Tessa. I feel like this is just for you. But, like,
thank
she opened
you
her notebook.
Who is she?
And it was an incredible bullet journal, like, illustrated, ooh, to perfection. Colours, ribbon, illustrations, everything. She's very high up in this company. And like, my reaction was like, oh my, I've never seen anyone who actually does that,
yeah,
before. Like, I've never seen anyone who, and she's like, it's a thing that I do. It makes me feel really happy on the commute. Like, she lives a little bit far out of London.
Lovely.
It just makes me feel so happy. Like, immediately, she'd become more than this, like, face I was meeting,
yeah,
to talk,
yeah,
about,
yeah,
something. She was like, ah, she's creative. And just the idea of doing something for its own sake is, like, mm-hmm, a wonderful thing. It rounds your personality a little bit. She has her identity there, which is that she bullet journals. And she actually does bullet journal.
Yeah.
Not, she doesn't, like, put it on Instagram and just one and then is like, bullet journaling. She literally does it. And so
it makes you look at every single human being slightly differently.
It does,
like,
yeah.
Like, when you just, like, bump in someone or, like, you know, you go and buy a phone charger of someone, you're just like, I bet you have a really frigging cool side hustle.
Yeah, or, like, you're a criminal. And that's interesting as well.
Where are you buying a phone charger? Like, down an alley?
Yeah.
And no, I got chatting to someone the other day.
Down an alley?
About,
alleys.
No, and it was, no, it was a coffin warehouse.
Right, okay.
They're not criminals.
They were just about to close. Got chatting, blah, blah. And then the guy was like, oh, you know, I'm shutting it up a little bit early because I'm off to take a course. I'm training to be a pilot.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Like, I'm working here because I haven't quite finished the course and, like, this is my main hustle, but I've got a bit of a side hustle. And I was like, I just love human beings, because I could have gone in there, bought my phone charger and been like, and just
not realised he could have been a pilot.
This person as a person.
Yes.
Like,
because
we do that all the time. We get in Ubers, we could do the stuff, and we just like, thanks, go on your phone. And it's like,
open like, with like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, what's your side hustle?
Like, you're a person, and like, we all have side hustles, and let's all chat.
And if you don't, that's fine. But
you probably, that's the thing, is like, I truly believe everybody does.
Everyone
has their app idea or their novel idea or something.
Everyone's got a side hustle.
You have one.
You have one.
Yeah, you've got a side hustle. So do it. Do your side hustle.
Yeah, and if you do have one, we'd love to hear about it. I love hearing about people's things.
Me too. Tweet us at StevieM. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates, letter, you know, as you know, it's letters.
And Emma, what's your Twitter handle, please?
Emma Gannon.
Great personal brand.
No numbers in there.
And also tweet us at nobodypanicpod and email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com if you've got any thoughts on future podcasts you'd like to listen to.
I'm so proud of you both. I think you're brilliant. And I think you're both like those people that I'm like, she's doing this, she's doing this, she's doing this. So great.
Right back at you. You yeah. as in you are a walking
Sorry,
side
was that
hustle.
Really lame and soppy?
No, it
this
wasn't.
This is like my favourite podcast.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I learn a lot from you guys, seriously.
It's worth mentioning Emma's podcast, Control Alt Delete, is, I mean, like, it feels like I don't need to mention it because it's like a famous podcast and it's so, the guests you get on are like, Lena Dunham, like, oh, cool. Who's Emma got on this? Jesus Christ!
It's got Jesus on.
She's got Jesus on. I wouldn't be surprised if you did get God on at one point. Like, I feel like that is the aim. Listen
control
to control
or delete.
Or delete.
The book is called The Multi-Hyphen Method. The first book is called Control or Delete, How I Grew Up Online. Is it How I Grew Up Online?
How I Grew Up Online, yes.
Great.
Yes, if you're listening, do it. Tweet us about it. Promo it.
Trust that everybody wants to hear about it.
But yeah, until next week. Goodbye, guys. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you so much.
And have a lovely week.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.